The Tuesday attacks on the United States are expected to cost insurance companies. Lloyd's of London estimated its total losses would be the largest ever single payout. The world's biggest insurance market, Lloyd's, estimated its total losses from the attacks in the United States at £1.3 billion, which would be its largest ever single payout. Lloyd's chairman, Saks Fealy, forecast the enormous losses to insurance industry as a result of the September 11 attacks would reduce the number of firms willing to offer cover in a high-risk environment, pushing up premiums as a result.
This tragedy has struck Lloyd's very, very hard. We have lost 500 colleagues from Marsh and Aon in this building who have worked in boat business for Lloyd's for many, many years. It is the largest loss in any insurance industry. It's not just down to Lloyd's, although Lloyd's is a market which is in the risk business totally. And we have obviously been in America for a long, long time, 200-300 years. I think in relative terms, which have, I think, Northridge earthquake was $20 billion, I think, something like that. Hurricane Andrew was very substantial in $15-16 billion. So the rates and premiums will go up. The package policies, which have traditionally been put together in the 1990s, and it's been a buyer's market for a long period of time, where they packaged all sorts of covers into one package at a price, those will get sort of stripped out and broken out again, like we used to do in the old days, and you have to buy risk by risk at a fair price for each risk. We're in the business of carrying on and repairing and make sure our customers are looked after. So we're going to do our level best to make sure, as an industry, and Lloyd's in particular, that they get the coverage.
Lloyd's has a relationship with the hard-hit former World Trade Center tenants Marsh & McLean Companies Incorporation and AON Corporation. About 200 of AON's 1,350 employees at the World Trade Center are missing, as are the 315 of Marsh's 1,900 workers. The overall cost to insurers could easily exceed the record $20 billion payout from Hurricane Andrew in 1992 up to now the industry's most expensive disaster.